a Nacho Radio podcast.
Welcome to the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast, a podcast that is almost as creepy as the Factory of Fear. The Factory of Fear is the Quad City's longest running and largest indoor haunted attraction. Factory of Fear, 5027 4th Avenue in Moline. Open Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, September 28th through Halloween. Do you have what it takes to make it for the Quad City's most horrifying haunt? Tickets are available at factoryoffear.com. General admission tickets are $15. VIP tickets just $20. It's the best deal in town. The Factory of Fear offers the most haunted bang for your buck. Factory of Fear, Fridays and Saturdays, 7 to midnight, Sundays, 7 to 10. Factory of Fear, a hauntedillinois.com voter's choice top 10 haunted house in 2017 with new twisted characters and a 100% rebuild for 2018. Factory of Fear, 5027 4th Avenue in Moline and online at factoryoffear.com. Factory of Fear, where fear is made. Now, here's today's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast. Enter if you dare.
This is the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome back for another installment. My name is Dave. This is my partner, Darren. Hello, Darren.
Hello, friends.
Well. What have we got for a Tuesday here in the Capriati's studios? Well, if it is a Tuesday, that means it's time here, Darren, to take a quick look at our cover five. We have a new point leader. Mac Attack had a negative week.
I think a lot of people did.
Cover five giveth.
And taketh away.
Cover five taketh away. Let's see. In fifth place, we've got Bibster Promotions. I want to thank Bibster Promotions.
Daddy.
Miss Peacock is in fourth place. At number...
The peacock is climbing.
Mm-hmm. In third place, it's this is one of my favorite team names. I want to give you props on this one. It's a team that's simply known as Struggling.
Struggling.
Aren't we all
struggling?
Named after the Joe Namath performance, I imagine. Mac Attack now in second place, and Tommy B is currently, after 5 weeks of cover five, Tommy B is currently in the lead. All by his or herself with 123.5 points.
Joe Namath with a new gig.
What's he doing?
Pitchman for if you're in financial trouble or something. I don't think it's like Joe Namath loans or anything like that.
I want to kiss you.
That seems weird.
Yes, I'll give you a loan, but I want to kiss you. Let's seal it with a kiss.
I'll give you a loan, but I won't leave you alone.
Struggling.
Once you take your money, once you take my money...
I'm coming over, and I'm going to be wearing the pantyhose.
Uh-huh.
Understand that.
Yes.
Believe that with everything you have.
Guaranteed.
Mm-hmm. So, congratulations to everybody who had a good week. Looks like I am in 48th place overall at negative 5.5 points.
Well, you're still in the top third.
I guess that's one way of looking at it, I suppose. Well, they got the spreads already announced here. So let's take a look here. There's a lot. The big action is the biggest spread is the Vikings hosting Arizona. Vikings giving up 10.5. Boy, I don't know about that. These 10.5 point spreads I tend to stay away from.
I'm not convinced that anybody's very good.
Yeah, I think that's pretty astute. I think that's...
Although that's actually other people's opinions, and I'm just repeating it.
Hmm. Well, your Chiefs. Favor are underdogs. Chiefs are our underdogs, Darren. Now they're at Foxborough taking on the Patriots.
I'll take the Chiefs.
Really?
Well, if you're going to give me points, haven't needed them all year, right?
We'll.
I mean, I'm no statistician, but they haven't needed any points, have they?
No, they have not.
Because they've won.
They are undefeated. Everything you say checks out. Absolutely.
And again, that is just other people's opinions that I'm repeating.
All right, the cat's bothering Darren. Let me play the cat's bothering Darren music.
Oh, that's
here.
Fine.
No, we'll get, no, 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 no. Let me get rid of this damn thing. Get out of here, you.
Meow, meow.
Why isn't there like a... There's a fly swatter. Why isn't there a cat swatter?
Meow, meow, beautiful. Oh, Mr. I
Although I suppose the intention of a fly swatter is to kill a fly.
Yeah, well, there's days.
And I don't want to kill the cat.
Well, you don't. She's now. I moved her away. She ran right back over to Darren. Do you have, like, let me ask you this. Do you keep, like, anchovies in your pants, or what goes on?
Kind of.
Why is the cat so happy to see you? I don't understand what's going on.
It could very well be that they're smelling the mice from the stadium.
Surely not again. Surely not again.
You could do everything you try, but there are going to be mice at the stadium.
Really?
Well, it doesn't help when you put a cornfield in it.
That has been... Now, are they? Let me ask you this. Are they mice or are they rats? Because you are on the river.
I tend to believe they're mice.
And that belief is based on what?
What people have told me. I'm just repeating what I hear.
We actually have, and this is in no way, shape, or form...
An indictment?
No, it's just it has nothing to do with the cat that lives in my house, but we do have a cat story in the top five things. I was wondering if we could just get into that.
If you'd like
then.
To transition to that, I suppose we could. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a brand new home. They have moved to the Village of East Davenport. They're at 2115 East 12th Street. Their bridal sale is going on now. Come in and check out their engagement ring starting at just $350 and their large selection of GIA certified loose diamonds. GIA is the world's foremost authority on diamonds. And also check out their custom bridal line. They offer free cleanings and inspections. Stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. Why wouldn't you? And find the perfect gift for every occasion. They're open Tuesday through Friday, 10 till 5:30, and then on Saturday from 10 till 3. Check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com and like them on Facebook. Make sure you mention Nacho Radio when you're there, and with a purchase, you're going to receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner. Again, at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, locally owned and operated. If you'd like to reach out to us, use the Harrington Pub text line, 470-23-NACHO. Harrington's Pub has live music every Thursday night at 8 o'clock with $3 Millers and Coors Bottles. This Thursday, it's Jason Parchard. So don't miss that. Also home of the Quad Cities Best Bloody Mary, the podcast originating from the Capriotti Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad Cities' very best cheesesteak, but so much more, including their capistrami, hot pastrami, Swiss cheese, Russian dressing, and coleslaw. It's absolutely delicious. Get one today and turn your favorite Capriotti sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. And when you're there, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Number one.
Number one takes us to New York City, Joe Namath's home. They did a study on feral cats
where
to see.
Dying to give you a loan.
And then
he's yours.
We're married now. I'm going to kiss you. How many times do you think Joe Namath's been married? If you had to guess.
Three?
Three sounds about right.
Three?
Three sounds about right.
I think I remember a couple of them. I don't know who would have him now. I don't know who has him now.
Well, I bet he does all right for himself. First round draft pick out of Alabama. Is that right?
Hall of Famer who has almost as many interceptions as touchdowns.
A lot of people.
But it was a different game.
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't really...
care.
Let's see.
Three times?
He was married for the first time.
Always younger women, I believe.
He didn't get married until he was 41 years old.
Good for him.
They got married in 1984.
How old was she?
Well, she was 22.
Exactly.
He was 41, she was 22.
Uh-huh.
The longtime bachelor got married for the first time in 1983. He was taking a voice class. Joe Namath was. Taking a voice class.
And she was like an instructor? Or another...
I think she was just another bubblehead that was taking a voice class, right? She was an aspiring actress.
That's right.
They got married in 1984, Namath claiming, "She caught my last pass." And he became a dedicated family man. The couple got divorced in 2000. And
so only a couple times?
Let's see. He got married. He got divorced in 2000. 2003 was when he was all drunk with Susie Colbert, right? Has he only been married once?
He's available? Are you telling me that Joe Willie Namath is available?
Is Joe Namath on the market? That's crazy.
Maybe that's what he means by struggling.
I'm struggling.
I can't get a date.
Sure. Wow.
How does this Tinder work? Because I'm trying to Tinder hard.
So, wow. All right. So he had been divorced. He got divorced in 2000 because apparently old Broadway Joe liked to hit the bottle a little too hard. And then 3 years later, when when Broadway Joe was showing up on Susie Colbert's lap saying,
struggling.
Yeah, it got weird.
I want to kiss you.
That's 15 years ago?
Yeah.
Wow, time flies when Joe Namath's drunk. It's true what they, it's true what they say.
I think he said that.
So Joe Namath only married once. I would have said three and felt like that. I almost felt like that
three
was...
Three with a hook.
Yeah, right? That would have been where I placed the over-under, frankly. So number one, they did a study in Brooklyn where they wanted to see how well cats killed rats,
mm-hmm.
right? You got rats in your town, you put a bunch of cats out in the streets and they'll take care of the rats.
I bet it wasn't very effective.
No, cats suck at killing rats.
Not interested.
Cats are a terrible choice for rat control. Turns out they prefer smaller prey. They'll kill mice all day long and they like to kill birds, but those are smaller creatures. When it comes to rats, they're not interested.
I think it's pretty impressive when a cat gets a bird.
Because?
Well, it can fly, can't it?
Well, the cats don't fly. It's a stupid bird that went to the ground.
I understand that, but a bird could fly away. And the fact that you're not able to get away.
Right.
I guess.
Yeah, but think about this, though. If you're a bird, once they break your little tiny bird bones, you're not going anywhere.
Well, I understand.
And now you're just a creature flopping around.
If you can't fly, you can't fly.
Right, but you got a cat jumping on you, and it shatters your bones.
I just think it's pretty impressive.
Also, super creepy. Yeah?
Leave the birds alone.
There are far too many cats in my neighborhood that just hang out.
What are you going to do about it?
Well, I don't know. What can I do?
Well, these are people, I hope nothing.
These are people who just... Well, but this is the thing. These are people who think it's okay to just let their cats out.
Which is not necessarily the case.
It's not okay. You shouldn't be allowed to just let your cats out.
Does she ever go out? She never goes out.
No.
Does she ever get a walk?
That's how you get cat AIDS.
Cat AIDS.
Feline AIDS is a thing, my friend. They get it from going outside. Yeah, I'm not having any of that.
Does she have any cat tranquilizer around the house?
Let me answer your question this way.
I'll never tell.
I'll answer your question this way. She did 45 minutes ago. Cats are terrible at chasing rats, according to this study. They put microchips.
What would be more effective, toddlers?
Well, I don't know that that's a good idea. Don't put toddlers out in the streets to
rat patrol.
Now,
they're closer to the ground.
They did find in this study that if the cats are hungrier, they're a little bit better about chasing rats. So,
yeah, I mean, some of these rats can be as big as a cat.
There is that. Feral life is tough on cats, and it's not good for wild birds either. So there shouldn't be feral cats to begin with. No. They think, according to the estimates, they think that the cats kill, are you ready for this?
Mm.
1 billion birds a year. 1 billion birds get killed by cats every single year.
Maybe it's not that impressive.
Right? 1 in 1 billion every time a cat kills a bird.
Gotta be a lot of dumb birds.
Birds are pretty stupid. They're fun to look at, but... bird-brained.
You mean up close?
Literally bird-brained. Well, I mean, it's interesting that there's animals.
Can't get
that
too
fly.
Close to a bird.
I wouldn't.
What, you think they're going to peck your eyes out?
They'll break your heart, too. Number two on our top five things. Oh, get Bung on the phone.
Mm.
I've got the list of nominees for this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Now he is going to be disappointed again to find out that Kansas has not made the list, right?
They have not. 9 of the 15 artists on this list have been nominated before for the Rock and Roll.
All right, so who are the
Hall
new
of
ones?
Fame?
Who are the new nominees?
First timers include Def Leppard.
Why are they a first timer?
They've never been nominated before.
When was their first record?
On Through the Night was 1981.
So
they've
way beyond 25 years.
Rock music of the 1980s gets zero respect from these snobs at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Which it should not.
You can have all the fun you want. Def Leppard's a good band, and they belong in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Also on the list for the first time ever is Stevie Nicks as a solo artist.
Do you think they would have got in for just Slang?
Do you love to bring up Slang?
It's a good record.
It's not my favorite.
It's good.
It's not great.
You know, it's not rock and roll Hall of Fame worthy, though, you don't think?
I think their career is... Def Leppard certainly belongs in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I don't think there's any question about that. Also on the list for the first time, Devo.
Well, I mean, if Bon Jovi's in, why wouldn't Def Leppard be in?
Def Leppard should have gotten in before Bon Jovi.
You would think.
I know for a fact that's what should have happened.
Yes. I will tend to agree with you on that one.
Roxy Music is on the list.
Nice.
Roxy Music never nominated before.
Huh.
That's an outrage.
Roxy Music actually too good to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is probably going to hinder them.
Also on the list for the first time, your guy Todd Rundgren.
Oh, really?
Never been nominated before.
Huh. It's, you know what? It's nice just to be nominated, which is BS.
Also on the list for the first time is John Prine.
Okay.
John Prine's a great folk music. I mean, there's
maybe he should be in the Acoustic Folk Hall of Fame.
That would be great.
Where is that located?
I don't know.
Someone's basement.
Also on the list, Janet Jackson, Kraftwerk, LL Cool J, MC5, Radiohead.
When are you going to get into the MC5?
I think
it would seem like right now would be the time for you to get into MC5.
I was listening to a song of theirs the other day called High School that I enjoy so very well.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I like MC5 just fine. I don't know they belong in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Rage Against the Machine, The Cure on this list, Rufus and Chaka Khan trying again.
Chaka Khan?
And The Zombies. Ooh. Who are The Zombies not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
That seems like a slam dunk.
So of all of these, I think only 5 can get in. Is that right? Is that how they do it? The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Class of 2019 is decided by an international body of more than 1,000 voting members, and fans can vote too if you want to go online and waste your time. The top 5 artists.
Now, once you get in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, do you have a vote?
I believe that's how that works.
I wonder how many people actually vote once they're in it.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Because I would imagine, you think Mick Jagger is going to take the time to fill out a form and send it back to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Can you imagine?
Saying, I believe that The Cure should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? It's not happening. Keith Richards is going to fill out a questionnaire.
Hello, Keith. I know it's late. Look, it's Mick.
Do you have a number 2 pencil?
I'm torn between Janet Jackson and Crawford.
I don't know who the other one are.
We will know who the winners are.
I bet they get a very low response from the people that are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it's.
I can see Bon Jovi. I can see John Bon Jovi filling out the form just because, you know, I figure I should. I mean. You really should. It's a response. You know, it's a privilege, not a. It's a responsibility.
I think he just walks around with a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ballot, so people don't assume that he's Johnny Resnick from Goo Goo Dolls. And then you just go, would the guy from Goo Goo Dolls have a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ballot? That?
What's going on with his face?
Who, the Goo Goo Dolls or John Bon Jovi?
John or the Goo Goo Dolls?
I don't know what's going on with his face.
It's weird.
Is he having some work done?
It looks weird.
You think he's been altered?
Something's going on. Hmm. It's weird. It's like Birdman. Weird.
Number three.
We'll tell you more of the top 5 things. We'll get back to number 3, but first, Darren has some stuff he wants to tell you.
The Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company. They are located at 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Now that fall is here, enjoy one of their fall flavors, including chai tea, their chai tea latte or a pumpkin cheesecake latte, which is pumpkin spice, creme brulee, and white chocolate. It's absolutely delicious. And also try a super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea. Biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. Anytime you'd like to reach out to us, you can do so. It doesn't have to be while we're doing the podcast. Use the Harrington Pub text line. It's there for you 24/7, 470-23-NACHO. Harrington's Pub, 2321 Cumberland Square Drive in Bettendorf, home of the Quad City's best Bloody Mary, and the podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. And James also has a location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. It's like a conglomeration is what he's got. Enjoy one of Capriati's specialty party trays.
I don't know about that.
Or build your own by choosing a combination of cold subs for that extraordinary event. Build your own perfect meatball sub with Cap's Meatball Bar. Capriati's signature homemade meatballs are made from scratch daily and simmered in a classic marinara sauce. Every meatball bar comes with sliced provolone, Romano cheese, and baked rolls. At Capriati's, make sure you mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
I like what you did there.
Thank you.
We do have some texts I wanted to share with the group, if I may. And Illusion Mike has an idea for the best of show for the...
Okay. And what is his suggestion?
Well, instead of Alistair Bemilion, he'd like to hear Stewie and Paul McCartney host the show so we can hear the difference between the two of them.
Okay.
That's not the worst idea, Andalusia Mike. That's not the worst idea.
Oh, here we go.
I don't hate that.
What do you think Stewie would be serving Sir Paul if they were to do the show together?
I don't know.
Flat water?
Probably flat water.
Can I have some high C punch? Oh, here we go.
And it begins.
And it begins. Who's afraid of Virginia Woolf?
Let's see. I have a text here from Abby who says, you need a terrier to go after rats. How about a rat terrier? Do rat terriers, is that why they're named
that?
We
could find out. I have a rat terrier.
I thought it was because they look like rats. Is it that they used to?
I don't know.
Terrier up the rats.
I've never had a rat.
No,
I don't know how Maggie would respond to that. I guess.
Maybe bring them home from the ballpark.
We could. I could trap one of those and then go ahead and allow Ms. Hoick to have her.
Let me ask you this: it's harvest time. What are you doing with that corn at Modern Woodman Park? What
happens? Oh, it's down.
Do they harvest it?
It's
is
down.
It field corn or is it sweet corn?
It's field corn.
It's field corn.
Unfortunately, I wish it was sweet corn.
Why isn't it sweet corn?
Well, because I believe the people from some sort of corn bureau or whatever are the people who actually plant it.
Wouldn't it make sense to make it sweet corn and then you could grill it right there like the last game of the year? You could have like a corn boil or something.
I'm on board.
Well, who do I have to talk to?
Probably me.
Okay. Well, you're in charge of the corn now?
Yes.
Darren of the corn.
Darren of the corn.
Three.
Yeah, I wasn't done reading texts here. Here's one from the 276 area code. It says, hello, guys. Been a patron since you guys offered it.
That's fantastic. We
appreciate it. My card expired, and I got a notification saying it had from Podbean. I gave my new information. No need to give a timpani again. Thanks for all that you guys do. Your podcast gives me something to look forward to during the work week. I even played at my office for all to hear.
I think
LOL,
you do deserve a timpani.
Yeah, we're not going to knock.
Come on, are you kidding
timpani.
Me?
Timpani.
Darn right you deserve a timpani.
Yes, thank you for re-upping. I think that deserves...
I think re-uppings deserve timpanis.
Sure. 276 is, I believe, Virginia. It's the Virginia area code. So thank you, Virginia, for all that you do. And yes, we are a Santa Claus. Yes, congratulations to us and to all of us.
God bless us, everyone.
Aren't we just the best? Let's see. That would be, I believe, DeForest 0764. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for re-upping. And thank you to all of our many, many patrons. Although not too many, but many.
Many.
Manageable. It's a manageable amount of patrons.
We can always take more.
You patrons are going to be treated to a very special exclusive show just for you, the Best Of Show.
So you have time to still get signed up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now hit number three for the third time.
Three time.
Number three.
All right, for the number three today on the top five things, Darren, I have the story of a Florida convenience store, a gas station, that's had to put a sign up on the microwave. This is in Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
This guy got sick and tired of people wanting to come into his BP gas station. It's called On the Fly. It's a convenience store there in Jacksonville. Here's the thing. This store is within walking distance of two different drug testing labs. So
people are coming and heating up their urine?
Yeah. One of them says they don't collect samples for drug tests. So really only one lab. And he's had enough. Parul Patel says he's sick and tired of people wanting to come into the BP gas station only to warm up their containers of urine. He says people walking off the street microwave their urine containers and then leave.
What does that do? Does that kill the drugs in your urine?
Warming urine from someone who hasn't taken drugs is seen by a way to help pass a drug test. So you get clean urine and then you warm it up, I guess?
Isn't it already warm?
Well, but if you're a drug user and you're getting someone else's urine, I mean, unless you're getting it right out of the tap.
Wouldn't it be a giveaway, dead giveaway, to someone who is the test urine that you've got scalding hot urine?
You ever had
that's coming out of your body?
Have you ever had to take a drug test?
I don't think so.
I have, and I was alarmed at how easy it would have been to fake it.
Why?
Just they totally let you just go in there by yourself.
How am I going to fake it?
I could have easily brought someone else's urine in with me and poured it in the sample there.
Would you have got?
Well, I didn't need to get anyone's. I'm a middle-aged father in the suburbs.
Who would you reach out to? Someone like me?
If I needed to get urine from a friend, I want you to know this. Your name would be towards the bottom of the list.
That's interesting.
What, are you kidding me? Do I want the job or not want the job?
Well, I guess that's that's true.
No, I would take my, if I was a drug taker.
I don't
taker,
understand what you're saying.
If I was a drug taker, I'd take my chances with my own whiz before I brought yours in with me to the area.
I'm not saying mix them.
You know, like, I just thought they would, you know, like, pat me down or something. I thought it was going to be a lot more.
Oh, to see if you have a pouch of urine on you?
Yeah, there was none of that. It's just go in there, pee in here, put it in this thing and leave.
I guess you passed, huh?
Oh, flying colors. There was never any doubt, but
that's good to know.
Yeah.
Little master.
Well, if you ever need my urine, I guess you're in luck.
Apparently I have osteoporosis, though. You need to go get checked.
The owner of that gas station says.
And apparently you've gone through the change.
The reason he had to put the sign on, I forgot to give you the best part of the story for that last one. Again, this is a story that happened in Jacksonville,
Florida.
Out of 10 friends, what number would I be on that list?
Of people whose urine I would use?
Yes.
You want the honest answer?
Yes.
9.
Okay, well, it's not the bottom. Who's 10?
He's a good dude.
He's a cool dude.
I'll tell you this much.
He's a cool dude.
You get along with him just fine. You guys get along just fine. The reason the guy had to put the sign on the microwave saying, please quit putting urine in there.
Yeah.
He says, and again, he owns this convenience store, this BP. He says a woman became aggressive when he asked her not to warm urine. She said, why isn't there no sign that says it's not for that purpose?
There doesn't need to be a sign.
Well, if I can't put my urine in there, it seems to me there should be a sign telling me not to do that.
What?
There's no sign.
What if I warm my burrito and my urine at the same time? Is that allowed?
Well, that makes you wonder, like, if you ever use a microwave at a 7-Eleven.
Have you?
No.
Of course you haven't.
No. No. I would never. No.
No.
No. The answer is no. The answer is no. But I imagine people do that, right?
Sure.
Don't people, put burritos in there to warm them up?
Some people do.
You probably do. It seems like something you do.
I don't think I have.
You never used a microwave at a convenience store?
I wouldn't go that far.
Right. Now, like, The hot dogs that are on the rollers, that's fine because...
Yes, they're already hot.
I know there's more than likely nobody's put urine on that.
You could put that in the microwave if you just basically really just wanted to scald that hot dog. I like my hot dogs when they've like almost mushroomed because they've been in a microwave too long.
This is the thing with the urine test. Because remember there was that, what was his name? Ontario Smith or Ontario Jones, the kid for the Vikings that... Like, he brought a fake penis in with him, the Wizinator, so that he could pass the drug test. You remember that?
Uh-huh.
So I was thinking, like, are they going to watch the urine come out of me? Like,
yes.
I was expecting to put on a show. You know, like on the Bellagio fountains. Look at this.
We actually have to see the urethra.
Right. That's what I was...
We have to see the opening.
Darren, that's what I was expecting. Hmm. I was expecting that someone was going to watch me.
Someone goes in there with, like, goggles on.
Oh, yeah, or just to make sure that I'm not going in there with a Ziploc bag full of someone else's urine, right? Number four on the top five things. 1 in 5 drinkers prefer mixed drinks to beer or wine. Old fashions, Mai Tais, margaritas, more drinkers.
I like beer. I like beer to this day.
How do you feel about UB40?
I can take them or leave them. I've got rat in the kitchen.
1 in 5 drinkers prefer mixed drinks to beer or wine.
Yeah, but that's liquor. That's not going to get you anywhere.
Explain.
Well, liquor is just it's going to get away from you.
Well, I see. You're saying it's not as sessionable. Like you can drink beer for hours and hours and hours. You can't drink Mai Tais.
A light beer you can.
How many Mai Tais could you drink?
Well, you'd be just sick from the sweetness.
That's what I'm saying. Like I think I don't do mixed drinks.
I remember having Mai Tais when I was on the island.
Yeah.
And it got to the point where it was just like, ugh, this is too sweet.
I bet it's been a decade since I've had a mixed drink.
Hmm.
At least.
Hmm.
Yeah.
What, do you just drink it straight from the bottle?
I went through a phase in the 90s where I was doing Jack and Cokes, and then I would just wake up naked in other parts of the house.
Well, see, that's the problem right there.
Right. It wasn't a good idea for me.
Well, that was because they had the holiday spice colas out at the time.
Oh, boy, I wish they would bring those back.
Because then you'd be back on the brown bottle.
That holiday spice Pepsi was the best. Oh, it was the greatest. Why doesn't somebody... That they won't bring back.
No. You can pumpkin spice everything else up, but you can't do a holiday spice for a cola.
I saw they brought Surge back. Surge Cola is back on the shelves. Remember Surge? That was big in the
90s. I remember Jolt.
Yeah, I think Jolt is back too. But I can't get a holiday spice Pepsi? Somebody, please.
Couldn't you just add a little something to the Pepsi to make it holiday spice?
Yeah, I suppose. I wish I knew what those things were, though. Maybe that's something I can look online.
I bet they have it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Five.
Number 5.
Finally, number 5, Yellowstone National Park.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful this time of year. There is a geyser there at Yellowstone called Ear Spring. This thing erupted in its most violent display since 1957. See, some of these geysers are, you know, Old Faithful, that thing you can set a clock to. They have some idea when it's going to go off and how
violent. I wonder how true that is.
What do you mean?
How faithful it really is.
Well, this thing at Yellowstone is called the Ear Spring. And it blew up for the first time in a long time. And when it did, this is the first time since 57, I guess, that it's had a really good cleaning out.
Yep.
And they say when this thing blew up 30 feet in the air, when the water came out 30 feet in the air, it blew out 80 years worth of garbage.
Boy, that had to feel good.
People were just putting, because it wasn't really erupting, so people were using it as like a garbage can.
So what kind of garbage was in there from 80 years ago?
Aluminum cans, plastic cups, cigarette butts, broken bottles. There was a baby pacifier dating back from the 1930s.
I like Ike buttons.
Right? Although by 57, he was done running. Some of the items had been put in on purpose. They think others fell in accidentally. But yeah, from the 30s, there was a baby pacifier that fell in there. Imagine that's your job. Find out how old this baby pacifier is. A couple
munchkins from the Wizard of Oz were found. Unharmed.
They say the next time the ear spring erupts, they hope it's natural rocks and water that comes out of it, not garbage that people are putting in. A park ranger there says, you might think that if you toss something in a hot spring or geyser that it disappears, but it doesn't disappear. It stays in there, and what normally happens is you actually plug up a feature and kill the feature, and that's what happened in a lot of places in the park.
Can't have anything nice.
No. Yeah. Well, I got this broken bottle. I'll just throw it in this geyser at Yellowstone Park.
I was just cleaning up the place. I thought I'd get an accommodation.
No, Tom, you're not getting accommodation for that.
I was just trying to clean up the park.
Those are your top five things.
The Top Five Things podcast. If you'd like to reach out to us, please do so using the Harrington Pub text line 470-23-NACHO. Harrington's Pub has live music on Thursdays. They'll have live music this Thursday at 8 o'clock. It's Jason Parchert with $3 Millers and $3 Coors bottles as well. Home of the Quad Cities Best Bloody Mary. Harrington's Pub, 2321 Cumberland Square Drive in Bettendorf. The podcast is originating from the Capriotti Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and also 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Capriotti's gift cards are the perfect gift for any occasion because everybody loves Capriotti's. Taste the Capriotti's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients guaranteed with fresh-cut deli meats each and every day and fresh-cut cheeses. Open 7 days a week. They open at 10:30 Monday through Saturday, just a half an hour later on Sunday. They're open 7 days a week. Like them on Facebook. Capriotti's. Make sure you mention Nacho Radio. Get a medium sub for the price of a small one. Capriotti's. Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle.
So Doctor Who is a woman now?
Okay.
I guess this actress...
Doctor what?
Jodie Whittaker is the 13th person to play Doctor Who on the Doctor Who TV show. I guess Doctor Who is different people?
Yes.
Like he... Does he transform into different people?
I think it depends on which season it is.
Okay. Well, this debut was over the weekend, and Doctor Who fans went crazy for it. And the people at Mattel made
like babies?
Babies go crazy. The people at Mattel made a Doctor Who Barbie. I guess you can do that now that Barbie,
sure.
Or now that Doctor Who is a lady. So.
Take off Doctor Who's clothes.
Right. Find out Dr. What? So,
it's like, whoa.
They put this Barbie on the market for $50.
Is that what Barbies go for now?
I think that seems expensive. This Doctor Who Barbie, I think you know that you can just get that from Doctor Who fans, right? These are people that will spend $50 on a Barbie because they love their Doctor Who. The doll comes in a rainbow striped t-shirt, crop trousers, lace-up boots, and a trench coat. It's holding something called a sonic screwdriver, which is Doctor Who's, again, I've never watched
gadget.
Doctor Who. It's what he uses to fix the TARDIS or whatever. Well, here's the problem. They put this thing on the market, and they said that this Doctor Who Barbie comes with her signature braces.
On her legs or teeth?
Well, the thing is... You think legs or you think teeth, because braces on this side of the pond means something that's corrective.
Right, but what does it mean over there?
Over there, that's how they say suspenders. Hmm. They don't use the word suspenders in England.
Gotcha.
So when they said she's sporting her signature braces, people are like, wait, Doctor Who's got bad teeth? Is it because she's English? Well, the British word for suspenders is braces. Hmm. So then they tried to fix that. By saying, using the British word for it, the American word, they say, well, she's got suspenders. Well, suspenders over there doesn't mean the things that hold up your pants.
It means?
It's a garter belt. So these Doctor Who fans are like, yeah, I dig it, Doctor Who. I'm all on board for this season. Fantastic.
Who's next?
Yeah, right. The show is... taking a really wonderful turn. I might actually start watching it if Doctor Who's walking around in a garter belt. Now you're talking.
Dynamite.
Yeah. Well, the doll will be out in November. And that's it for the top five things.
We will be back tomorrow.
Until we get a chance to do it for you then, thanks so much for listening. Hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities. representing. This is for the Quad Cities reppin' spot. Davenport, yeah, we keepin' it locked.
Rock out,
come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keepin' it hot.
It's enough. Thank you. Thank you very much.